It's happened to all of us at some point, maybe at work or while playing sports or even at home, and certainly to anyone with cancer. That little voice pipes up and says, enough. It's just too much, too hard, too exhausting. Just give up. Can you catch the person with the ball late in the game when your body is screaming from fatigue? Can you finish the marathon when every step is agony? Can you keep pushing for what you know is right in the face of opposition from your boss? Can you fight for others in what seems to be a losing battle? And can you stand alone, holding that bottle of pills, knowing that as soon as you take them, your body will revolt? Can you keep your feet steady as you walk down the hospital corridor towards the chemo room, knowing what lies behind those doors? Can you fight for one more day? I'm not talking about courage here. That's another issue. I'm talking about strength. Physical strength, mental strength, moral strength. We all have limits, whether we like to believe that or not. And fatigue plays a part, too. How long can your body go before you spend every bit of every reserve? Maybe the mental limits are the toughest. How do you tell yourself to keep going, keep fighting, when all the evidence says it's a losing battle? We've all heard the argument that sometimes it's better to give up in order to fight another day. That was clearly written by someone who wanted to explain why they quit. I keep thinking of that scene in Monty Python and the Holy Grail, the knights all yelling, run away, run away. They were, of course, fleeing from a bloodthirsty rabbit. I don't think that's really an option for those of us with cancer. If you give up today, you may not be around another day. You have to win the fight, no matter how difficult it is today, then get up tomorrow and do it all over again. And each day gets harder. The exhaustion sets in. Your body is beat, and so is your spirit. How far down inside do you have to reach to find the strength to go on? I've said all this just to get to one point. For cancer patients, giving up really isn't an option. I'm not talking about stopping treatment. That's a decision we will all face. It's certainly not giving up. But I have to say, after a year of living in cancer world, I have never met a patient or a doctor or a family member who has given up. Not one. Maybe we're all stronger than we think. Maybe we're all just stubborn. But I think it's fair to say that none of us are going to go quietly.